Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We are refreshed. Both of us have just recently woken up from a nap. It is the magic hour. It is time for Tip Tap Tip. Lots going on in the Eurovision world today. Lots to catch up on. So if you like that, you are in luck. Also got stories about what Utah is now allowing and some other fun stuff. Tip Tap Tip. Fun. I can't get away, get away. I feel like I should be wearing something lacy and dark. Very gothy vibe going on here.
And black eyeliner.
Yes, lots of black
eyeliner.
I like this vibe. If you like all the stuff I listen to, check out our Spotify playlist, which we will get. Well, you can listen to all the shows songs we've played in all the episodes recently. I'll just stop that now. We can get into that later. Well. It is Sunday afternoon. It's sunny. Like anybody really, we're not the weather show, but how was your day? What's going on?
It's been a pretty relaxing day today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just working on some school projects with my son, which I secretly want to take over and do it all myself because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't want to do it. So it's very tempting.
He doesn't want to do his project.
No, he doesn't because he's a little bit sick and I know he's sick.
Yeah.
I know he's not lying. He has a fever.
Yeah.
But it's due tomorrow. Like, what can you say? Like, you know, take a break. Don't do it. Because then what if he's better tomorrow and then it's not done?
Oh, is it going to be?
Then it's my fault because I'm the parent. Then he's going to have a late project.
So his project is taking his stuffed animal.
Well, it's
stuffed animal.
Let me explain it because you kind of suck at that. So
okay.
The project is called Mr. Moose. It revolves around a stuffed animal, Moose. And every kid in the class gets 1 week with Mr. Moose. And they get to take Mr. Moose out with them to different places in the community or in Calgary.
Yep.
Take pictures of it. Then put those pictures onto poster and write a little one sentence about each photo and share it with the class. So that is what we did this week. And it was actually pretty fun. Like I thought that, you know, it would be this sort of thing where we go to special places, but I actually found that it was nicer to do our regular places in the poster.
Well, it's a good excuse to go out and do things. With your family.
No, we don't need an excuse to go do things.
Thank you.
Okay. But no, like what I'm saying is, you know, I thought we would go to the science center with Mr. Moose. Well, we don't go to the science center that often. That's a special thing.
Yeah.
So instead, we took Mr. Moose with us on our walk home from school. And then he took a picture with his friends. And I think that's honestly like the best picture. And it's the most honest reflection of our community. So it's very cute.
Maybe you should be doing the presentation, Rochelle.
I think I should just do grade one all over again because I would be really good at grade one right now.
Lots of crafts and reading and...
Yeah.
We can send you back. I'm sure we can make this happen.
No, thanks. I don't want to go to school again.
You don't?
My goodness, you have to deal with other kids.
Oh.
Some of the stuff that Bo tells me about what other little kids are saying to him. Like this one little girl who promises her to buy Bo popcorn. Almost every day.
Yeah.
And then she never does.
Oh, okay. This is the one he bought popcorn for?
Yeah, because finally I said, you know what? If she's promising and never fulfilling her promise, why don't you just do it? Just throw her off her off her game, right? And you buy her popcorn.
How did that work out?
Good. Yeah. Yeah, so... but yeah, to have to deal with other kids like that, thanks. No, thank you.
It's interesting watching or listening about these sort of interpersonal relationships which are forming between him and the students, and like all the people he's interacting with and what they're about and what he's learning. It's fun.
He's learning a lot.
He's learning a lot, sometimes too much.
About probably for grade one, it's the first year where he's having full days of school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's learning a lot mm-hmm. from, you know, what was the older kid in grade six who told him that another kid's middle name was stupid. And Bo believed him. And I was like, Bo, come on, think about it. Think about it. Do you think that's for real? And he's like, no. Like, see, he's lying to you. And, you know, they're just so trusting when they're in grade one.
And then
especially life, if older kids.
And then life ruins them.
Yeah, pretty much.
So homeschool your kids. Never let them interact with other kids. Watch them 24/7. What are you looking at, Rochelle?
Oh, you put a mat on the floor by where our feet go.
I know. It feels nice.
That's very nice. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Feels nice and squishy on the feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about investing some of that sweet, sweet tip tap tip money into one of those mats which go into the desk. Not this, but like a proper office under desk mat.
You know what, Eric? Why are you fucking around like that?
What?
We just need to get heated floors installed. Come on.
That's true.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Think bigger.
If you want us to get heated floors, info@tiptaptip.com.
You know what? That means we'd have to remove all the flooring that I just put in, though.
We could hire somebody to
And that's it. Why you get professionals to do it, because a professional will probably be like, hey, why are you putting flooring on concrete? That's going to be cold. Where for me, I was like, hey, this saves us money.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So your favorite thing this week, Rochelle?
The Zelda puzzle that I stole from you.
Ah.
Yes.
Go.
Yeah, the Zelda puzzle that me and Bo bought for you for Valentine's Day that I just took over.
I hate that puzzle.
That's the reason why I'm doing it, because you hate it and I actually like it.
Usually I'm fine with the puzzles, but this one in particular is a pain in the ass. First of all, half the pieces are just straight black with no reference to any other pieces at all.
Yeah.
And the other quarter of the pieces is a pixelated vine, which looks exactly the same.
Yeah, that's the part that I hate, is this pixelated vine. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm still doing the Zelda letters.
I finished that.
You did?
So now it's just all the hard stuff.
Oh,
if you unfold it.
It's never going to be finished now, because both of us are just going to probably not do that part.
So I finished it up to the, I finished all the Zelda letters, and now we just have just hard stuff now.
Oh,
I know. I've been dreading this moment.
But you know what?
We could
all puzzles are hard. That's the challenge.
But this one.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, if I was to be a real jerk, I could make the world's hardest puzzle.
Yeah, all black?
No, but then the edges are not just straight edges. They're just other puzzle pieces.
Oh, that's a real asshole move.
That would be a real dick move.
Yeah.
So you can't kind of build it out from these flat pieces. No.
No thanks. I'm not buying that one.
Yeah, no one would buy that one.
Anyway, I'm liking puzzling. It's something I haven't done in a while. My brother's kind of reintroduced me to puzzling, and mm-hmm. it's good. It's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my pick. What's your pick?
Oh, now I'm on the spot. My pick is taking deep dives into Spotify and discovering all sorts of weird music I did not know existed.
Oh, so that's what you do in the basement when I can't find you.
Yeah.
I'm like in the kitchen, I'm like, Eric, blah, 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 and then I'm like having a conversation with you, and then I turn around and then you're gone.
Or I have headphones on and I'm ignoring you.
No, you don't usually have headphones.
Sometimes if I'm listening on upstairs, I want to get the full experience.
No, but you don't usually, like, usually you're just gone.
I disappear.
Yeah.
Like this.
Poof. You're like a genie.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't grant me any wishes.
So
that kind of sucks.
So since we last recorded, I've been waiting anxiously for this moment, and still
Yeah, because Eurovision, you're just like, there's so much Eurovision.
Not that. There's still no Best of Calgary results. We do not know.
Oh, are you still on that?
I've been watching that anxiously.
Really? I basically looked at the results from the year before and I said, meh, doesn't look like they're making any effort to actually select anything. It looks like they're all just picking, I don't know. There's nothing new there. So yeah, don't really
care. No news there if you were.
Plus, we were not listed, so not going to happen.
Exactly. So.
So why do you care then?
Yeah, I suppose. I'm just curious. I'm very.
And the results from last year's podcast were people who didn't even continue podcasting.
Yeah.
So what does that say about the competition?
What does that say?
It sucks balls. That's what it says.
You said it.
Yeah, I did. I did say it. Do your homework.
I feel like I'm at the point in my life where maybe just because I'm over 40 and I'm easing into grump mode.
Oh, no, please. No, please. No.
What?
Are you telling me that you're going to become a grumpy old man? You're forewarning me.
I've taken.
Okay. I am the more that you tell me these things that are scaring me about the future, the more that I am leaning towards a Frida Kahlo house.
What was that about?
Frida Kahlo had her own house.
Yeah.
And then her husband had that house that was next to it. And then they had a bridge connecting it.
Yeah.
That's what I want. If we ever make our own house,
yeah,
that's what I want.
Separate houses.
Yeah.
So if I'm being a real pain in the ass of the day, that day, the bridge just goes up.
It doesn't even matter, Eric. Like, I would be talking to you, and then instead of you going to the basement where I could actually, you know, yell at you and you'd hear me, you would just disappear across the bridge to your own house. And then you know what I would do?
What?
I'd be like, yeah, fuck you, Eric. And then I'd have like a big raging party and not invite you.
Oh, man. I'd just be sitting there from my house going.
We could be like mini battles. Oh, man. You know.
Then I would have. What would I have? I would have. Okay, you have your big party. I would have outdoor concerts from like.
No, you're not thinking war.
Okay.
Okay. Cut off the electricity when I'm having my party. Then that will end right? Okay. You got to think battle, war.
Oh, wow. So you're really going really going hardcore.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't know about fun. Not sure if that's the word I would use. But
then you know what else I would do?
What?
I would graffiti your house and draw penises all over it.
And I would, okay, fine. All right. If that's where we're going, here's what I would do. I would stick a bunch of raw eggs in your laundry vent.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, you weren't there. You started
in the laundry vent?
Yeah.
That would just fuck it up.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Not
oh, come they... on. You went there and I just took that next.
I would get a brick.
Yeah.
And I would wrap a note around it, tie it with a string, and then throw it into your front window, but not hit you with it, though. And there would be no, it would not be a firebomb. It would just be a note.
And the note would say.
And the note would say.
No. The note would say, hey, chicken fucker.
Hey, chicken fucker. Oh, my goodness. No, I was going to say the note would say, I love you.
I love you, chicken fucker.
Yeah. See? This would be fun, right?
It would be funny.
And then I would get, you know, one of those big neon signs from a store, and I would put it right outside of my house, right in front of one of your windows. That would be funny. Because, you know, you always see people who live in New York in movies, and they have those neon signs like right outside their windows. And I'm like, how would they ever be able to sleep? with that. I guess you just get used to what you have to, but that would suck.
Apartments with the trains going by all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So noisy.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Anyway, I would like to, you know, you've been talking about Eurovision stuff, and I would really like to hear the, is the Holland Eurovision song available for us to listen to?
We will get right into it. Let's have a listen.
Because if you listeners do not know, my background is Dutch, so I'm secretly always voting for Holland. And this week I have been listening to the Common Linnets, which is one of the country Dutch bands that was in Eurovision entry
4 or 5 years ago?
2014.
Well, 5 years ago.
2015?
Yes. Maybe, yeah.
Something like that. And they almost won. They were like...
Second place.
Yeah, it was them against Conchita Wurst.
All right, let's have a listen.
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it, carried it, carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me, carry me, carry me home. Spend all of the love I saved. We were always a losing game. Small town boy in a big arcade. I got addicted to a losing game. Oh, oh, all I know, all I know. Loving you is a losing game. How many take a lot. I saw the end for it be gone. Still I carried on, carried on, carry on. Oh, oh, all I know, all I know. Loving you is a losing game.
That was Duncan Lawrence with Arcade representing the Netherlands. Rochelle.
It's a very beautiful song.
Very beautiful song. Very beautiful video.
The video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, look where you paused it. It's at the end and it looks like he is a fetus.
Yeah.
Curled up inside of a womb.
I guess I did pause it at that. Well, that's how they ended it, right?
So. Yeah. No, and I think that the whole video is him just floating around in water and then like zooming in on his hands moving and his toes stretching. I think he's supposed to be like innocent and stuff, like a baby.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like cute.
It's an interesting song.
And you get to see his butt too. You
did get to see his butt. He is not wearing any clothes. Throat his little...
Well, obviously, you don't have clothes in water.
Not even a Speedo.
No, and if you're supposed to be in your mother's womb, you're naked.
Okay. So I did like that song. I'm very curious how they're going to stage it. The final, it's because it will make the final, because I think it's that good of a song.
I think so too. If he can, but the thing is, like, when we see the final official video,
yeah,
it's very edited, where I like the ones where it's not so edited, because then you really get to see how well they sing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes they don't sing as good as they do on the final edits.
So we both like that one.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot about, I wonder if that's here, the Iceland video. Let's have a look here. What do we got?
You know who I miss? Yeah. I miss those twin boys from. Mm. Are they from Norway or Ireland?
Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
Jedward.
Yeah, Jedward.
I should
find something.
What are Jedward doing in 2019?
And is there any group that is doing crazy fun stuff like that? Because the graphics they had behind them, those were awesome.
Well, with that in mind,
let's. And the hair, of course.
Let's listen. With that in mind, here's a perfect segue to Iceland's entry, Hatari, and their song called, it's Hatari. Let's have a listen.
Hatrið mun sigra, Hatari.
I don't think there was anything about that I did not like.
That was awesome.
That's exactly what Eurovision needs.
Yes. I think I found my new look, Eric.
What? What do you mean? Your new book. Oh.
Look.
Oh, your new look.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good look.
These girls wearing these tight, what is it? They're like fake leather, plasticky pants and belts everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I would definitely, like, you need to watch this video to get the full effect. It's Hatari, Hatari for Iceland. Eurovision 2019. Watch
this. This is a breath of fresh air. It's very
goth.
Visual.
It's goth, like right?
Like industrial goth dance.
Like this, I actually liked this stuff a lot in the 90s.
Oh yeah. I love it. I love it. So
Which outfit would you wear? Would you be like the lead singer dude wearing all black? Or
I would be that guy in the back with that big stick banging on the
with a muzzle over his face.
Yeah, that's the dude. That's the guy. That's who I would be.
I think the thing that is lacking for me in this is a codpiece. Like, why does neither of the guys have a fantastic, like, metal, what's it called, where it's like chain linked?
Yeah, chainmail.
Chainmail codpiece.
Now, you know what they need? They need a codpiece which shoots fire somehow.
Would you want to have that next to your balls?
Some person will make it work, so there's enough insulation between the...
Do you want to take that chance?
I personally, no.
Yeah,
but I would love to watch it.
I don't think anyone would want to do that.
I think this is... I like this one better than the Netherlands. As much as I like the Netherlands, I like this a lot. So.
Yeah, The lead singer at first, I was like, not really sure about his voice, but yeah, it works after a while.
Yeah, so
like,
there's some dude down there crawling around.
Yeah, he's like the dog.
Yeah, the dog guy.
But they don't have a leash for him. He needs a leash.
Yeah, there needs to be leashes.
Yeah, and some whips or something, right?
Yeah, this is definitely the best. Best I've seen this year. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. It's so good.
And the lead singer is surprisingly young, like,
very fresh-faced for a guy wearing leather and buckles and chains and fingerless gloves.
Kinda looks like a little boy, almost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough act to follow. So with that in mind, I want to hear Belgium. Let's see what they have to offer. This is Elliot Wake Up representing Belgium. Probably not as many whips and chains.
There's no whips and chains, Eric. There's belts.
No...
Leather belts and
so let's see how they do it.
I woke up every night. I can find anyone to pray. Somewhere in the light. Feeding
fucked, I came to fight over you.
Oh, that video's over? I totally fell asleep.
Really? I kind of liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
But will you remember in 1 hour? That is a question.
I don't know. Because, like, the last one...
I know. It's a tough act to follow.
No, the thing is, like, the last one, I'm not going to remember that song. I'm not. I'm going to remember the visual.
Yep.
Performance, okay, the clothing, okay. Blah, blah, blah. This one has more of a melody to the song.
Yeah.
That
was Belgium's entry with Elliot and Wake Up. Wake Up. So, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I'm just, maybe it's going to
give it, give it some time because, you know what, it makes me think of, what's the one that where the girl was dancing on the stage and she had no shoes on and she won. I think it was for think it was Denmark.
And then there were drums
in the background.
Oh, Emily DeForest.
Yeah. This kind of like is reminding me a little bit of that in like the song.
Okay.
And yeah. You know, you're just, I think what you're getting distracted by the video because the video is kind of irritating.
Yeah, that's a problem when you have the music videos. Is it doesn't really give a sense of the performance.
Yeah, because I mean, I look at this video and I'm just like, it's not my style. It's not my thing at all. But when I don't look at the video and I just listen to the song, I'm like, wow, this is actually a really beautiful song. I do really like it. So I just pictured, you know, someone my age singing it. Yeah. And then I liked it better because I don't like all these 20-year-olds like singing. They don't feel like they're representing me.
Oh.
They're not representing the 40-year-olds.
Gotcha.
Where are the 40-year-olds?
Not a lot of them in Eurovision.
And you know what? I'm gonna put that out as a question in for like regular TV. There's not very many. Oh, actually, no. I have no idea because I don't watch cable TV.
All right. Let's go to Eastern Europe. We have either Slovenia or Serbia. It's your choice, Rochelle. What do you want to listen to?
Which one?
Slovenia or Serbia? What's it going to be?
Serbia.
Let's have a listen. This is Navina Bozovic with a song called Kruna. Let's have a listen. That was Serbia's entry, Navina Bozovic, and a song called Kruna. Rochelle, you want to? Yeah, it looks like you have something to say.
I don't know. This song confused my brain.
Okay. It confused your brain? How so?
Because she started out really slow, yes. And then it just went from really slow to all of a sudden, bam!
Really bombastic.
Like, yeah. Like, she didn't ease into the crescendo. She just, you know,
well, you do
went there really fast. And then after that, you know, it started to escalate and go all crazy. And then all of a sudden, bam, it stops. Mm-hmm. And then it went to quiet again. I was just, I don't know. I couldn't feel it because it was just too spastic, I think.
Okay. I liked her accessories.
Yes, I do really like her accessories and her dress. She looks very cool.
Yeah.
I just, this is going to sound so cheesy.
Go ahead.
But when you write a song like this,
yes,
you have to think about making love.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go with this train of thought.
Okay. So you don't just make out, kiss, and then fuck, right?
Yeah.
It's not nice to do that. You got to ease into it, get into the mood.
Gotcha.
Build up to it. Then, it will last longer and it will be better. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what I feel like the song is just
trying to get it all done in 3 minutes.
She knows she went right to the fucking too soon.
But it's not even that type of song, because there's I know what you're getting at. There's songs like that where it's just down and dirty songs that you.
No, I'm not talking about fucking to the song. I'm talking about if you want to emotionally uplift people and connect with people emotionally through the music, because I think that's what she wants to do. Yeah. Like this sounds like the Croatian. No, what is it? The one that won that. Ukraine,
who are not in this year's contest, by the way.
Oh, anyway, the lady who won for Ukraine, I mean, that was you get sucked into it emotionally. I don't even know what she was singing. I don't even know what she was saying.
Yeah.
But the way that she sung everything, you get really into it. This song, you just can't.
Not so much.
No, because she's not making the love moves properly. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm using it as an analogy.
Yeah, it's an interesting analogy, but
yeah.
I never thought of it that way. I was just looking, I just was thinking, well, this is a ballad which might get into the finals, but probably not, because it's not that strong to me.
You got to think of it in a deeper level.
Eric. Wow. Well, that's why you're here. That's why you're that's why you're in this seat, because you give me
an. Does that make sense to me? To you? Like, I what get I was it. Saying?
I totally understand where you're coming from. And
yeah, is it too weird or is it okay?
No, there's nothing weird when it comes to
to Eurovision.
No, when it comes to Eurovision and when it comes to your thoughts. Okay. We've listened to four.
Oh, thank you.
We've listened to four songs tonight. I think that's enough. So let's recap what we've listened to. Netherlands, guy flopping around in the water. Iceland, 90s, 90s industrial goth. Belgium.
Okay, say for instance, the Netherlands song was smooth, flowing. Like, we didn't even question it because it worked.
It worked.
That's what I'm talking about. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Okay.
And what Beau wants to share his favorite thing this week.
What is your favorite thing this week?
Mr. Moose.
We already talked
about Mr. Moose.
What?
What was the favorite place that you took Mr. Moose?
Whoa, Dad, YMCA.
You have to talk clearly.
YMCA.
Oh, the Golden YMCA.
Oh, yeah. And what's your favorite part about the YMCA?
Stupid duck.
What?
I said stupid duck.
Don't say that.
Why did you say stupid duck?
Because I think ducks are stupid.
What?
Why?
I think ducks are awesome.
Why do you think ducks are stupid?
My favorite thing is a rubber ducky.
Your favorite
thing is... Also, I'm playing Let You Love you let me love you upstairs.
Oh, from the kids' bop or?
No, the grown-up version.
Oh, okay. Let me love you? He's like 6 years old and he's getting into popular music and he actually remembers what to ask Google.
Wow.
I know.
Let me love you?
I have no idea.
I don't even know what that song is.
No idea. And then we're on the way to school and he's like, oh yeah, I was just listening to this song. Like the song that's on the radio. So I was just listening to this on Google.
No big deal. Keeps me young.
Oh,
keeps
my
me
goodness.
On top of things.
5 years old to a teenager, I swear.
6 years old to a teenager.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that the next year after five is teenager.
Yeah.
Which is six.
So my order of preference of the four we've listened to tonight, Iceland liked the most, followed by the Netherlands, followed by Belgium and then Serbia. That's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. I'm going to say like if I was going to listen to anything after, I would probably listen to the Belgium song again, mm-hmm. then the Netherlands song, then the Iceland song, and then I would never, ever, ever listen to the
Serbian
song ever again.
Okay. Let us know your thoughts by sending us an email, info@tiptaptip.com, or connecting with us on social media, whether that's Twitter, Instagram, etc. We want to hear from you. All right. Moving on, we got to switch gears here. If you are in Utah and you are wanting to have extramarital sex, good luck. It's no longer illegal to have extramarital sex in Utah, or sex before marriage, pardon me. So
what? Say that again. You're confusing me. So
in Utah, up until very recently, it was illegal to have sex outside of the bounds of marriage. But that's changed. Let's
Are
have
you
a look.
Serious?
I'm very
so
serious.
Like if you had sex outside of marriage, then you would go to jail?
There was a law in place. I don't know how well they enforced it, but it was there. But fornication has been decriminalized.
Oh,
in
wow.
Utah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Let's have a listen.
You may not know this, but right now it is currently illegal in Utah to have sex outside of marriage. Some lawmakers voted to change it, but it wasn't popular.
What is legally is far below what is morally right. And I recognize, as our good founders recognize, that armies are not strong enough to rule a immoral people.
The House debated the bill to remove misdemeanor fornication from Utah's criminal code. It now goes to Governor Gary Herbert for his signature or veto.
So it was a very, you would think something like this would be a bit of a no-brainer, but it was a bit But it only passed with a 41 in favor of removing it to 32 people who were opposed to, who wanted the existing laws kept in place.
Well, I am never moving to Utah.
Well, I don't
plan
on doing so.
Because they probably don't have legal weed there either.
Oh, they probably don't or ever will.
Yeah.
Never will. So.
Meanwhile, in Canada.
Like, woo. It's funny because
we haven't even ever bought any yet.
I know. There's a whole... There's all this big deal and people are saying, oh, I can't believe Canada is going to be the first or one of the first countries that allows it. And you know what happened?
Nothing.
Business as usual. There was no riots in the streets. There was no car crashes.
No,
there was,
but you know, the Alberta liquor.
AGLC or whatever.
Yeah. They kind of messed things up a little bit. I think it was a little bit of a rocky start.
Yeah.
With supply and demand.
Because everyone had, yeah, but now it's kind of.
Now I think it's probably evened out. I have no idea. But it definitely gave them a lot of power. Like, they're kind of like the mafia now.
Yeah.
Like, they control liquor and weed.
I find it. Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Why are we not working for that company? That company will never go mm-hmm. broke.
No, it's a good business to be in.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. That'll be my next job, I think.
Working at a weed store?
No, working for the Alberta Liquor Board.
AGLC?
Yeah. I'll be like the weed monitor or something.
Be a weed monitor. let's just... what do I got here? It's funny because I have these stills of clips I want to play, and each of these stills are fantastic. This is the best part about high-definition video. You get to see all the details in a person's face before you even...
I don't like it because then these women think that their faces need to be so perfect. So then they go out and get all this plastic surgery and then they look like that.
Yes. But
then they just look weird.
I feel like this is old news. So we're not going to talk about the food guide.
Yeah.
Unless you really want to talk.
Eric, do you think I should get my eyebrows microbladed?
I didn't even know that this was, I didn't know the word for it until you explained it. And then I said, oh, those are those eyebrows I'm seeing everywhere now.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Is it expensive to get done?
It's like $100.
How long does it last?
A couple months.
Okay. Sure.
Are you serious? Like, you think that I should get my eyebrows microbladed?
Those like really kind of thick, flat looking, really properly shaped.
Yeah.
Those are those ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, fuck you. You're not telling the truth.
But it only works if your hair is darker, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Like it only looks proper if you're...
It would make my eyebrows permanently darker.
Yeah.
So that when I'm mad at you, it would be like...
Yes. Oh, you'd give me
the... It would be even more noticeable.
Uh-oh.
Maybe that's why girls get it, so that men can understand their facial expressions better.
Yeah, I think you should get it.
Yeah?
Yep.
And do you think I should get them done black or blonde?
Do they have couples deals? Can I get them too?
Your eyebrows are insane. You cannot do anything with your eyebrows.
They would have to macro blade it. Is that a thing? Like just go to town on it.
You know what? Maybe they'll. You know what they'll probably do? They'll probably wax your crazy hair out of your head from your eyebrows, and then microblade them. And then when your actual eyebrow hair comes back, you'd have to get it all done all over again.
Whatever it takes. I think I'd have beautiful eyebrows if they're microbladed.
Yeah, they wouldn't stick out so much. They'd be totally flat.
That'd be nice.
It looks really painful.
Because you say they actually cut into you. When you say the word blade, it's not just a...
it's like a blade.
An actual blade.
Wow.
Does it hurt?
I didn't know people cared so much about their eyebrows.
Do you know people who've had it done?
Yeah.
And did it hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it hurts.
Oh.
Why don't they just draw it on with a... It's because, you know, you don't feel like doing that every day.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm not going to do it. Thank you very much. Oh. I'm not going to do it. Because I have no pain tolerance and my eyebrows are basically like invisible and I like it that way.
Looking like an alien?
Do they look invisible? No, they're not invisible. No, they're not invisible. You can still see them. I'm just old school. I'll just wax them. Then maybe, you know...
Draw on with a eyeliner pencil or something.
No, I have like special stuff to fill them in. That's not eyeliner. Okay. Thank you very much.
It shows how much I know about makeup.
Yeah. You're just like, you know, like divine. That's basically whatever. Where you're coming from.
There's a box of Sharpies over in the other room. Go for it. Oh.
This is the same as microblading, but free. Yeah. Here, I'll make you a stencil.
All right. Let's finish the show up with either the clip on the baby names or the food guide. Both are which are you bonking your head? What's that mean?
I don't feel like talking about either of those things.
Okay, we won't. I'll make these people go away forever.
Yeah, please.
If you want.
Oh, I do not want to watch that at nasty guy again.
No, I'm gonna
from
I'm
the
not,
last episode that guy that has no skills picking up women.
It's funny because a couple it's of other
disgusting.
Videos from this pickup approach demo popped up shortly after we had talked about it, but maybe I'll wait until another episode where we have another lady in the hot seat to get their take on it, because
I don't really think I want to talk about him anymore, because he's just a loser. So I don't
old
really,
news.
I don't really care what he has to say.
No, on that note, shall we wrap this up in a nice little bundle and move on? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sitting down with me, Rochelle, taking the time to view some Eurovision songs.
Thank you, Eric, for being such an amazing DJ.
Yeah, I'm the best. Moving knobs and dials in the wrong way. So that's it. If you like us, give us a good rating on Apple Podcasts. Rochelle, what do you got going on in your life?
What?
What does that mean?
What? What are you talking about? Can you narrow it down a little bit?
You can check out Rochelle's art on her website, RochelleSkilling.com, and her Instagram, RochelleSkillingArt. See what she's been doing. Tasteful nudes, erotic sculptures.
I am not putting those ones up yet.
Erotic sculptures.
My tasteful nudes are my private collection only.
Etc., etc. We could be found on Instagram, Tip Tap Tip Show. I put up fun stuff, including stuff about the show, what we're doing between the shows, etc., etc.
I thought you were going to say between the sheets.
Yeah, that too. That's only for our deluxe subscribers.
Edition.
Send us money, you get the extra bonus.
No,
podcast.
I'm not doing that. Stop it.
If you like what you're listening to, song-wise, you can check out our Spotify playlist where all the songs we played on various episodes are there for your listening pleasure.
If you live in Utah, I would suggest moving to Canada.
Where you can...
fornication, you can fornicate and smoke weed all you want and not go to jail.
Sometimes at the same time.
Exactly.
You really want to.
That's how we keep warm.
It is. But it's really during these cold, cold months. Gotta heat yourself up somehow. All right. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will talk later. Bye.
Bye.